Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, welcome to God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. We are delighted that you have joined us today. The scripture lesson is taken from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 5 through 10, as written in the New International Version of the Holy Bible. Hear the word of the Lord. In the same way, Christ did not take on himself the glory of becoming a high priest, but God said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." And he says in another place, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, and was designated by God to be the high priest in the order of Melchizedek. May the Lord add blessings to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. The sermonic selection is "Lead Us, Heavenly Father, Lead Us" by Lily and River.
God is kind.
was read previously for your hearing and understanding. Let us pray. Spirit of God, descend on my heart. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The author of the epistle to the Hebrews is uncertain. It has been ascribed to Paul, Barnabas, Luke, Apollos, Priscilla, and various other persons. However, one thing is for certain, and that is God knows who authored this epistle, and he knows the setting and the geographical location of the author when this letter was written. Today's message is entitled, Divinely Called to High Priesthood. Divinely Called to High Priesthood. I want to give attention to verses 5 and 6 in particular, beginning with verse 5. In the same way, Christ did not take on himself the glory of becoming a high priest. But God said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." Verse 6. And he says in another place, "You are a priest forever," in the order of Melchizedek. You see, this epistle had a great purpose. It was written to prevent the readers from abandoning their faith in Christ. These converts who were Hebrew Christians were in constant danger of relapsing into Judaism. They were showing signs, if you will, of attaching too much importance to ceremonial observances. The writer wanted them to know that they were living in a brand new dispensation. Long gone is the time and way of the old dispensation that was of the Old Testament, the old Mosaic law, or Jewish dispensation. The writer wanted the Hebrews to know that there has been a new divine ordering of the affairs of the world. The author says clearly that God has called his son to the priesthood. He is higher than any priest in the Old Testament, except for Melchizedek. He is high priest of the new gospel. He is high priest of the Christian dispensation. His priesthood is not for a measurable span of time, but rather Christ's priesthood is unmeasurable because the span of time is forever in the order of Melchizedek, or just the same as Melchizedek, if you will. Scripture says Christ did not take on himself the glory of becoming a high priest. When the question was put to him as why he did not, Jesus replied, "If I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. My Father, whom you claim as your God, is the one who glorifies me." John 8:54. In doing so, he declared his divinity. He declared his divinity to those who display their ignorance in the matters of God, and who also exemplify their spiritual blindness. Also, in his answer, Jesus showed a great degree of spiritual maturity by using the diagnostic tool of self-evaluation instead of an immature choice of self-criticism or criticizing the persons who were questioning him. God wants us to make mature choices, such as teaching others rather than just being taught, developing deep understanding instead of struggling with the basics, seemingly seeking unity as opposed to promoting disunity and discord. He wants us to have active faith rather than lack of interest or enthusiasm. For without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him, as stated in Hebrews 11 and 6. God wants us to exemplify confidence and not fear, for the Spirit of God does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Express feelings and experiences grounded in the Word of God, rather than experiences evaluated according to your own emotions. So if you want to evaluate your spiritual maturity, look closely at the choices you make. The epistles to the Hebrews denotes ways in which your choices can change with individual personal growth. Melchizedek is first mentioned in the Old Testament book of Genesis, which is the first book of the Pentateuch. He was the king of Salem. One day he appeared to Abraham, then known as Abram. The two men were strangers and foreigners to each other. However, the two shared a mutually important characteristic. They both worshiped and served the one true God, the maker of heaven and earth. Scripture would have us to know that this was the moment of triumph for Abram. He had just defeated an army and regained the freedom of his nephew Lot and many other captives. Abram was feeling very, if not extremely, victorious. However, Melchizedek set the record straight by reminding Abram by saying, "And praise be to God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hands." Genesis 14 and 20. Abram recognized that this man worshiped the same God he did. Melchizedek was not an Israelite, but he was a God-honoring man. This is indicative of the fact that genetics and genealogy is not a requirement for a follower of God or for a God chaser, if you will. All anyone need to do is to recognize the greatness of God, believe in his Son, Jesus Christ, and faithfully obey his teachings. Melchizedek was the first priest king in scriptures, and he was good at encouraging others to serve God wholeheartedly. Note, the Bible tells us that Abram gave one-tenth or 10% of the good that he recovered from defeating his enemies. He gave it to Melchizedek, tells us that in Genesis 14, 20 through 24. Melchizedek was a man whose character reflected his love for God. He is a person in the Old Testament who reminds us of Jesus. The meeting between Abram and Melchizedek was significant enough to be remembered throughout history and caused Melchizedek to become a personality in the New Testament epistle of the Hebrews, to the Hebrews. Listeners, do you let God speak to you through other people? Live for God, and you're apt to be at the right place at the right time. Listeners, in evaluating others, do you consider God's impact on their lives? Before answering that question, examine your heart and allow God to speak to your heart through his word. Do you know God well enough to know if you truly worship him? However, you and I may answer this question differently, but nonetheless, let us allow Melchizedek, Abraham, David, Jesus, and many others in the Bible to help us to grow closer to God, who is our Creator. Yes. Now let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we exalt you, we magnify you, honor you, and glorify your name, for you are worthy to be praised. Often there are times when we allow sin to accumulate in our lives. Please forgive us and impart to us the strength to overcome any unrighteous act, whether it be by thought, word, or deed. We are thankful for your coming to this earth, living and bearing our sins for us. We thank you for shedding your precious blood on the cross at Calvary, and for dying for the remission of our sins. Lord, we ask, where there are hearts and minds filled with chaos and confusion, let there be peace and clarity. Where there are those who are lost and seeking refuge in you, draw them near. Give them comfort in your word, that they might know your love. And for the asking, dear Lord, grant them salvation and eternal life. These and all other blessings we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Our closing song is entitled, Great High Priest, Spread Worship by Ann Sweff.
Knowing all our weaknesses. It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. Chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.